Welcome to another edition of my Wealth Management Ideas from Richardson Financial. Today we're going to discuss some of the changes that came down as a result of the agreements that were made in Washington regarding the fiscal cliff and taxes. And while there's much yet to do and many problems yet to be solved, here are some of the things that were ironed out, for better or worse. Tax rates pretty much stay the same for the majority of people. Income taxes go up to 39.6% for individuals earning more than $400,000 and households over $450,000, and both capital gains rates and dividend tax rates go up to 20% for this same group. In addition, these same folks will see another 3.8% tax hit added on as a result of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, so they'll effectively be paying 23.8% there. Unfortunately, in the end, this measure to increase taxes on the high-income earners will probably raise very little in the way of new revenue, as many people in this strata can make changes to stay under those thresholds. It might have been a moral victory for the Obama administration, and it was one of his priorities to raise taxes on the rich, but it is expected to do very little in actually increasing revenue to the Treasury. The payroll tax holiday is now over, and Social Security tax rates as a part of employee payroll will revert back to 6.2%. This will affect some 77% of the American population and is expected to raise revenue of about $1.25 billion per year. That's a huge revenue item. While there was also an extension of unemployment benefits, there were no real measures to boost employment in any way, and that payroll tax holiday will simply put a dent in any substantial improvements to the employment picture. The alternative minimum tax patch was made permanent, and it will be indexed to inflation. There was no mention of any entitlement reform. None. If anything, there might be a debate about cutting the rates of growth, but these are not actually cuts, just slight decreases on the increases in spending. You got that? Unfortunately, the debate over the debt limit and the matter of sequestration will have to be fought at the same time within the next couple of months. Oh, and that deficit discussion still has to happen in there, too. As a result of these measures, the business community was relieved to at least have a demand or have a deal, and a domestic and global equity markets celebrated with about a 2% increase on the first trading session of the new year. Treasury bond prices plummeted, and the 10-year Treasury yield increased to 1.83%. The Obama administration wanted income equalization, but they will not get it with this kind of plan. They should be looking for ways to get the economy to grow, but what they ended up doing is securing a substantial and sustainable ability to meet a very large public spending commitment. How they got there matters less to them. Spending? Well, let's just say that there's not really any mention of spending, or that there is a problem with spending, or that there need to be any cuts to existing spending. The newly seated Congress needs to get to work already. We're just not sure what kind of work they'll actually focus on. That's it for now. I hope you found some value in listening to this podcast. Please visit me at richardsonfinancialinc.com or contact my office at 210-317-3118. Let's plan a meeting where we can discuss helping you build your wealth.